T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop, and if you're a fan of horror movies, you have to know that in a couple weeks, down in the SeaTac area at the Doubletree Hotel is the Northwest's premier horror convention. This is for all the horror nerds. If you're a fan of Friday the 13th, if you're a fan of Mystery Science Theater 3000, if you're a fan of Twin Peaks, so many awesome celebrities going to be here. So much cool stuff. It is Crypticon Seattle. I've been before. And also an amazing concert going on just next weekend. But before we go into any further, I'd like to introduce Eric Morgaret. He is a part of Crypticon Seattle. Again, what's your official role with Crypticon, my man?
I'll help a lot with the planning on the board in general, but the main thing I work on the most is the Crypticon Seattle Film Festival.
That's awesome, man. So I'm assuming you're a huge fan of horror. What got you into it?
Horror or Crypticon?
What kind of started your interest in horror movies, like as a kid?
Oh, heck yeah. Hammer Films.
Nice.
Hammer Films is always there for that because, you know, there's still TV even after video came out. And also reading a lot of Stephen King and Clive Barker. And I'm not a deeply unique where I saw this horribly strange sick film that nobody's ever seen before and it captured my imagination forever. I'll take the good stuff that's great and has been seen by, well, y'all know the ones I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Now, to some people, it's just a fad or whatever. It's like maybe when they're kids, they're getting into horror movies a little bit. But to a lot of us, this is something that we live for, man, and we're nerds about it. And that is what Crypticon Seattle's for. If you want to go dive deep into this stuff, man, you can buy all the movies. You can buy all the merchandise. You can meet the celebrities. We got people from X-Files. We got people from Twin Peaks, Friday the 13th, like I mentioned. How long have you been involved with Crypticon?
Well, pretty much since year one.
Wow. And how many years has Crypticon been going on?
Well, I think this is the 12th year. I was trying to figure out that earlier today, and I don't remember. But yeah, I believe it's been about 12 years now.
Cool, man. And what drew you into it?
I was, I've done some filmmaking myself, and I've done, there's another convention called NorwestCon that's like going on right now.
Yeah.
And the guy who was putting together Crypticon's coming around and talked to all the people that were doing horror panels at that time, and I'm like, sure, I'll help.
You're like, this is specific.
Really easy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey man, and that's all it's got to be. And obviously you've still remained tight with that crew and you're still involved. And next week, man, this is the big one, the last real party before Crypticon. It is Friday, April 26th, Louis G's down in Fife. Get some awesome pizza and watch Pamela Moore, former background vocalist for Queensryche, and then Seattle's premier like horror themed kind of industrial rock band Murder Weapons. And also performing I Am Infamy, Crypt Amnesia, and it's the Crypticon, it's like a Crypticon metal party, right?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, the impetus of this is we're putting together on May 3rd at 8 p.m. or the Northwest, those same bands will be presenting their music videos at Crypticon. And we thought, well, if we're going to do that, you got to do a live show.
Yeah.
Beforehand. And so that was put together a large force by Don from Murder Weapons has been front and put that together with Louis G's, and it's looking like it's going to be a pretty big success. We're going to be giving away some passes for Crypticon even down there, and they put on I was putting the music videos together for this, going, I haven't heard of all these bands, but all of these bands are really good.
She has such incredible pipes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's great, and has been absolutely a joy to work with, so that's been really fun.
And we want to see all the horror fans and all the Metal Shop crew like come together as one for this, because we got metal, we got horror movies together. Again, Crypticon Seattle presents. This party is going down Friday, April 26th, so this coming Friday. And like you mentioned, they are going to be giving away a Crypticon ticket raffle. So if it's not in your budget to be able to go to Crypticon, there's a very good chance if you could win a ticket.
Yep, exactly.
That's awesome, man. So tell me a little bit about what you expect on Friday.
Oh, it's kind of a weird place for me, because we've attempted concerts in the past, and to be honest, they didn't go real well. So I think this is going to be the first true success that Crypticon's done, because, I mean, come on, you cannot deny a show with, like, Pamela Moore, Murder Weapons, and all the great entertainment, loud entertainment that's going to be had that night.
Hell yeah, man. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to look forward to it, and tell me a little bit about what you expect from Crypticon from May 3rd through the 5th at the Doubletree Hotel. What can we expect if this is our first year?
Sensory overload, I would hope.
Yes!
There's so much going on. You know, like any convention, there are people that are doing cosplay and dressing up. So, but of course, if you're horror fans, almost all those people are wearing horror costumes. So that's kind of fun.
Yep.
We've got panels and everybody talking about all kinds of really educated people talking horror on panels going all weekend long. Of course, there's the film festival showing 75 different features and shorts, with Friday night, along with the Northwest music videos, will be premiering as our Northwest showcase. We've got almost 4 hours of Northwest made films, short films, followed by a feature, and going to have, I think, about 40 Northwest filmmakers in attendance. So if you're interested in the Seattle film scene, this is a great place to meet a whole lot of really talented people.
And if you're an aspiring director, aspiring filmmaker or anything, maybe you can do some networking and meet some people, then, go from there.
Exactly. Yep.
So,
of course, there's the guests and the...
of course.
Along those lines that you mentioned earlier. One I'm excited about is Ray Wise from Twin Peaks and a whole lot of other stuff. And Barbara Steele, who's a... If you're a horror fan that's been a horror fan a long time, or you like watching some of the older stuff, she's been in some true classics.
That's awesome.
And then on the other hand is David Howard Thornton, who just came to prominence this last year with Terrifier.
So creepy.
Decades old and brand new.
So creepy. What have been some of your favorite like memories that kind of stick out from Crypticon over the past 12 years?
All nights we have parties and dances and burlesque shows and all kinds of things are put on.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's fun to see all the people that are interested in horror go, well, is this really horror? And you go watch this crazy thing and it turns out to be wonderfully horror. And another big one was watching people interact with some of our guests. Like we've had Doug Jones in the past, who greets his people that meet him and he gives them hugs and he's really interactive. And it's really cool to see fans realize that there's a lot of them out there.
Of course. That's awesome. And I bet the people that fly in for this and are doing the actual photo ops, like the celebrities and the actors and actresses, I bet they get a kick out of it too. They get to see the people that are really, I mean, honestly, making their career and are stoked on them. It's probably a lot of energy there from them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is with the vendor room and stuff like that, where they also have the guest signings. There's always stuff going on. We have what we call the 13th floor, which, sorry to say, is 21 and over only. But so if you're in that area, it's a kind of like a room party, but it's the whole floor.
Nice. But I got to ask you before we go any further, what is your favorite horror film of all time and why do we need to watch it?
Well, of course, it varies day to day when you're a dork like me. So I will go with the one that's coming to mind right now, which is frequently returned to as The Thing by John Carpenter.
Okay. Yes.
The 1982 classic. Crazy show.
Nice, man. Right on, dude. Well, Eric, thank you very much. Eric Morgaret, if you see him at Crypticon, tell him Metal Shop sent you, and we'll see you at Crypticon. Great. But before that, we'll see you next Friday, April 26th at Louis G's with I Am Infinity, Crypt Amnesia, Murder Weapons, and Pamela Moore.
Gonna be great.
All right, and make sure you buy a raffle ticket, and you can get a ticket to go see Crypticon possibly. So,
yep, I usually just give them away. Don't have to buy stuff. So we'll see.
Hey, there you go.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.